Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back. And you know what we're going to do, Joe? I'm going to open the phone lines and take calls at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are now open. Go ahead, Joe, what you were saying.
Yeah, when you were saying that prayer, I couldn't help but think of Proverbs 6. Verse 17, Elizabeth Warren and Nasty Pelosi, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. You know, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are, what? An abomination unto him.
And Chuckie Schumer was calling people tonight on the ring. Remember, he was the one behind all that when he threatened. Remember, he threatened Gorsuch and Kavanaugh,
right,
the Supreme Court?
Kavanaugh. Yep.
And that's why they're out there again, out there to intimidate. I hope the court doesn't knuckle under and bend and bow to these evil, ungodly beasts out there. Wouldn't it be nice for them to have enough courage and integrity? Wouldn't it be nice not to be sold out for change?
And, I think this time even the members, it's almost very sacrosanct, the keeping things hidden in the court. And I really think that most of the justices are shocked by this and angered by this. And I think they might just stand firm. But before the calls, I was looking. We did a story back in 2020 about this time of year. And it was about deaths, what's killed people. And around the world, came from Worldometers info. There were about almost 2 million cancer deaths, 1,100,000 smoking, starvation, 2,300,000, almost 400,000 people. But death by abortion, 9,900,000 in the world. Worldometer, this was for the year 2000, from January 1st through March 25th of 2020. In 3 months, 3 months' time, abortion, almost 10 million in the world, and it outnumbered all the other deaths that they listed, from flu, malaria, suicide, traffic, alcohol, smoking, cancer, starvation. Couldn't come close to the abortion deaths in the world in 3 months. That's a sad commentary.
And these wicked women, especially those that were willing not to have their babies born and keep them 28 days, they have 28 days, they sell them to these ungodly, evil people, especially there in Maryland, ungodly, and hear what they do with those babies. You know, we don't have to pray that God would remove them. There's a special hot place in hell for those kind of women. Let's take some calls. Cindy, you're in the air. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Go ahead. I have a request. I've been trying to get others to do it, and so far nobody seems to want to do it. Remember after 9/11 happened? And Tom Daschle, somebody else they read, I think it was Isaiah 9:10 or 9:11, where we pick a more tree and we're going to build it with the bricks, and I'm not going to read it correctly, but instead of humbling them and asking God to help us, they were men, build back better, you know, we're going to do it on our own. I'm asking you, and all the people during the prayers, and our elected officials, our elected leaders, please, please, please. This came upon me in my heart a couple of months ago, and I've been trying to get somebody to do this. that has an ear or a voice. Please, we need to reaffirm the covenant that God had with our forefathers when this country was formed. They made a covenant with God to protect and to always honor God. And it has not been done. It is when they started taking God out of the picture. It was put upon me that we need to reaffirm, recommit that covenant between God and the people. And maybe he will have mercy upon this nation again. If not, we're in a national discipline. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better if we don't change our ways.
Cindy, some of us have been doing that for forever. There's a handful, there's a remnant of us that have been doing that for a very long time. But we have a group. I belong to what is called the Black Robe Regiment. And
okay.
these are pastors, myself, Pastor Joe, and others. We have not turned away, okay? We hold to the Word of God, and we've been doing that. We're living in the day that the Lord has called, okay? This is the day of sorrows, the evil day and the day of birth pangs that we're living in, exactly the way God said it would be. And so, but each individual has to do that, Cindy. Every individual person. When the people listening to us, I believe there's enough people listening to us even this very night. If they would all pray to that end, I believe God would move. And this is why we always try to get people to pray. There's power there if they would do it.
Yeah.
So, all righty.
I'm hoping that any officials, you know, our elected officials, if they were able to, if they're publicly able to voice that, hey, we can do this. We don't need God. We can, you know what I'm saying? If they could say, hey, we humble ourselves before you, God. We do need you. We confirm, we reaffirm, rather, you know, our covenant between you and this country. I think that would be so powerful. So any officials that are running or that are elected, you know, if they're listening, please do this publicly.
That is exactly, you know what, that's what they're supposed to do, Cindy. That is exactly what they're supposed to do. And you listen to this, and you'll listen to us tomorrow, because we're going to pick up where I left off in the message that I preached about legitimate government. So, all righty. Well, thanks for calling. And let's go to Coach Dwayne is in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. God bless you, Pastor Larson.
Thank you, Coach.
Same to you.
Hey, you know, just real quick here, when I went to vote in Brunswick, Ohio today, I wore my Trump 24 T-shirt, and when I got in there, they wouldn't let me vote unless I went. I had to go outside and take it, turn it inside out. They wouldn't let me vote. I wasn't allowed in there with my Trump T-shirt today. So, like,
well, he's not running. You can't promote for a candidate, but he wasn't running for any office in Ohio.
I stood there at the table with them people here in Brunswick. I go, are you serious? They said, yes, we are. You cannot have no political saying on your shirt. You got to go in the men's room and turn it inside out. I go, boy, communism is everywhere. They go, oh, no, it's not. I go, I'm baloney. And I walked out and changed it. Otherwise, I couldn't have voted.
Oh,
they fear Trump more than they fear God. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Coach, I wore my America Needs Jesus cap in when I went to vote. I wear it everywhere. And nobody said anything about that. But you know what happened? When I was in Israel, up at the Mount of the Dome, you know, where you've got to go through the Muslim part where the Muslims are to get over to where the Israelis are. And what they do is you're not allowed to have any of these sayings same way on your caps or T-shirts or whatever. And so I come in there, and the Muslims were sitting there, and they're looking at my hat. And I'm waiting for them to say something because they was about to get the Word of God. And but what happened was the two of the ladies that were with us on the tour, two pretty ladies that were with us, were right behind me. And when they looked at those ladies, they were more interested in them, and they just waved me on through. Okay.
Well, you know, you guys were talking about righteous as bold as lions. Well, I've been doing some shows here, and I've made it perfectly clear on my one show here. I mailed one to Joe, and I mailed one to you. And I made it perfectly clear, if you're a Democrat, you are my enemy. You are against the God of the Bible. You're against free speech. You're for homosexuality. You're for pedophilia. You're for transgender. You're for legalizing sex perversion. You're for making recreational drugs. You want to take our guns away. You kicked God out of the pulpit. You gave basically God the middle finger, said, shut up, get out of here. We will not hear to your words. You kind of remind me of the book of Jeremiah. And now when it comes to standing up against the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and bowing down to Mary worship and all that, hey, man, I'm a junkyard dog. But if you're sick and you're hurting and you need the love of God, I got more compassion. I'm gentle and kind. But don't you dare push your Democrat, communist, Marxist, atheist God on us anymore, because I've had it. I've had it. And most of the people here in Brunswick, too, they're feeling the same way. They don't want this Marxist, communist, anti-Christ 666 government.
Amen to that.
You're absolutely right, Coach.
With that, I'm going to close
with this. Someday you'll tell us how you really feel.
Well, brother, I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what. America, it's a warning. If those of you who are backslid out there, you best get off your duff. You best get on your knees and ask God to forgive you and ask Jesus to renew you in your life. Get in a good Bible-believing church. Get a King James Bible, because I tell you what, it's getting dark out there. This reset ain't done yet. Klaus Schwab and his Antichrist system is moving. And pastors, both of you guys, you've preached for years. We've got prissy preachers. We've got progressive Christianity. They're taking people to hell. Folks, before I get off here, you better start fearing God and get on your knees, because there's dark days coming. Hey, I love both of you. Keep fighting the fight, and you got one here in Brunswick that's a junkyard dog, baby. God bless. Love you guys.
God bless, Coach. Yeah, keep fighting the fight, my friend. All righty. We got Clifford in the air. Cliff, you're in.
Yeah, hi. I just want to, you know, make a couple of notations up.
I kind of figured you did.
Yeah. LifeSiteNews.com, actually, if you look at the bottom of the articles and click on it, they'll actually read you the articles in a woman's voice. So that's useful.
Yeah.
You know, so you might want to note that. So you don't have to, like, actually look at the screen. You can just click on that, and they'll read the whole article. So that was something I did not know.
Neither did I. Thanks.
Yeah. Another thing is the sergeant reports the propaganda anecdote. I'll give you an update on the last couple that I listened to. The last episode, 284, at the end of the episode, if you go ahead to that, they didn't want to say too much about the motivation with the shot, but then they went back to historically what Fauci did was he got groups of women and orphans from New York and had them falsely test positive for HIV. Way back in the 80s, and then used them basically as guinea pigs and used a variety of drugs on them till they died, such as AZT, which they compared to remdesivir. It really ruins your kidneys. So they actually gave these kids, said that these kids had AIDS. They did not have AIDS, HIV. So that was written about, according to the Sergeant Reports, the Propaganda Anecdote Podcast, 284. A woman wrote an article about it in Harper's Magazine at some point. So, you know, a journalist did report on this. Then they talked about conscripting these UN troops, and they said that Obama's the one that put that in about 2012, where they can conscript basically anybody for the Army. These could be anybody. You know, you could just put a uniform on anybody, theoretically even drug gang people coming up from Mexico, and call them UN troops, and they might be more willing to just blow away Americans. Then the one before that, episode 283, at the end of that episode, the Dr. Lee gives some of the remedies for the virus itself and maybe the vaccine. Two of the things that are not as mentioned were resveratrol, which I actually take. I get that from Invite. You know, that's a good supplement. And than monolaurin, which is derived from coconut oil, and then some of the stuff you heard. And then the last thing from that, there was a red alert in the last week. Now, I don't know if this is authentic, but they got voices from a deep oil well in Russia recorded, and it was both men and women screaming. And they said, is this hell? But it was really spooky. I mean, really spooky.
I've heard that, but you know what, Cliff? What you're talking about goes all the way back to the 60s. They were doing that back in the 60s where they were digging wells, and they were digging for some other, not just oil, but I mean very, very deep wells. Mm-hmm. And those sounds came up, and we had that, in fact, all the way back in the 60s, and we asked people, what do you think? Just let people make up their own minds. But it did sound like people screaming in pain and torment, didn't it?
It did spook me. I mean, you know, it sounded like that. Oh, and the last thing, on an imprecatory prayer, if you look at Psalm 144, it's exactly, David's using the word get rid of twice, which is similar to remove. Now, he ends that psalm with saying that so we can actually have a functioning society in so many ways, so there'll be some prosperity. In other words, David, even though he was the king, still had to resort to imprecatory prayers. You know, even he had to do that. So that is the model, and, you know, that, you know, he couldn't get to all these people out there, you know, so. And he cites goodness, the goodness of the Lord, before he goes into the prayer. And then he says, if you'll do this for me, Lord, I'll get you a new song on the harp. I'll sing you a new song on the harp. So that was what the deal was. He would play a new song for the Lord if he did that for him.
Well, yeah, he tells you in that psalm, I remember it very clearly, that he says to cast forth lightning and scatter them and shoot out arrows and destroy them. He also goes on to say that, rid me and deliver me from the hand of the strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity, and the right hand is the right hand of falsehood. And so, in other words, the right hand stood for their righteousness, and their righteousness was a false righteousness. And so
that's what he was telling.
Did.
He scattered them with the Tower of Babel, you know, so that could be part of an imprecatory prayer, the scattering. Yeah.
Well, the Psalms is filled with imprecatory. Yeah. They're called imprecatory prayers, yeah.
Prayers, yeah.
But there's a number too, and also in the New Testament. In fact, basically the book of Jude is pretty much an imprecatory prayer. So,
yeah.
Anyhow,
and we could aim it at Pfizer too. Put that on your list, and Moderna for the imprecatory prayers as well, and the FDA.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely look at that on LifeSite.com because it really helps. You know, to have it. Them read the articles, you know, rather than just, you know, read it off the small computer screen.
Well, sometimes when you're hearing what he's talking about, for example, you know, in Peter, but also in John, you know, where he talks about, or James in chapter 5, where he refers to you, woe unto you rich men. And you listen to it very carefully. He's giving a warning out there. But that, too, could be considered like an imprecatory prayer. Listen, go to now, you rich men, Bezos, Marky, what's his Marky's name?
Zuckerberg, yeah.
Zuckerberg, you know, these people, Soros, George Soros, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten, and your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. There you go. And so you have a number of things throughout the Bible, but Book of Revelation especially. But there you go. Well, anyhow, thank you very much.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye now. Okay, who do we have? Did you say next? Deborah, you're in the air.
Hi, yes, I had a few things.
When I agree with that lady who talked about the covenant, and I reaffirm the original covenant of the U.S. with God. That's the first thing. Second thing, I agree with your prayers, Pastor Ernie, of today. I was agreeing with them and putting my faith in it. Into
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, and then I think one of our, you know, prayers could be for any justices that might be or judges in the Supreme Court that might be passively compromised, that they don't bend under the pressure that they might feel from this leak. They and I know you were praying that too, I think, or you were saying.
Yeah.
And then it occurred to me that any state that, I mean, we know that life begins at conception, and any termination or killing of that life is murder. We know that. Now, even the law, though, would recognize that once the baby is born, then if you kill it, that's murder. So I'm just wondering, how can any state get away with saying, well, you can kill it up to 28 days after birth? It doesn't seem like that's constitutional. So I'm just wondering, how can they really get away with something?
We just read for you from earlier here out of Exodus 21, where it talked about if a woman has a child in her womb, she's pregnant, and someone causes her to lose that child in the womb, then that person has to forfeit his life because that's a child. See, right. I did some research because they didn't know if a child in the womb was a child. You know, the same people that don't know what a woman is.
Right.
And so I did some research, and I found out that there's not one recorded instance of a woman ever giving birth to anything other than a human baby. Not one. Nobody's ever given birth to anything but a human baby out there. Not to monkeys, right, or lizards, okay? You see, our weapon, the thing that the left hates, that we have, our secret weapon to them is common sense. They're totally without it. They're totally void of common sense. They don't know what women are. And, you know, to make statements like they do, where they call a child a product of conception. No. You know, I could say to them, you shouldn't have an opinion because you are a product of conception, an old product of conception. Right? I mean, should we say that to Hillary?
Yeah, we're all products of conception. Or no, I mean, we're humans created in the image of God at conception and existed in the mind of God before our conception. So, yeah, I mean, I know, but I'm just wondering, even under the current laws of the U.S., how can any state say that it's okay to kill, even under the U.S. laws, which we know under Roe v. Wade are totally anti-God. We know that. But even under the U.S. laws, isn't it true that once the baby is born, say it's murder even then? So how can any state say, oh, but you can abort them when they're 28 days born?
Because they're okay. There's this. Have you ever heard of this thing called the Bill of Rights?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the very first thing that the Bill of Rights guarantees us as Americans? The right to what?
Speech?
No. Free. The right to life.
Life.
Life. Oh. The very first thing that the Bill of Rights. That's the law. Okay. Mm-hmm. These people are in total violation of the law. They're totally illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally illegitimate. There's not one legitimate Democrat out there. They've totally gone completely illegitimate.
They are ignoring the Constitution on a daily basis. They ignore the laws of the land. We have a Department of Injustice, and they aren't following through. So, yes, you're right. It's against the law, but this administration doesn't care. They break the Constitution daily. One more law or less isn't going to bother them any.
Deborah, when these women say, it's my body, what's the problem with that, Deborah?
It's not their body. That new child is not their, is a different body.
That's right, child. That's right.
Yep.
And because, see, you know, I'm not my mother, right? It's my body. And so these women, they're completely foul. And the Bible calls them unclean. it says that they're very unclean and they're whorish. Now, you say if I had never known anything about and never read, all I'd have to do is attend one of their meetings, and the foul, vulgar language that comes out of those dirty mouths is enough right there to show you. I remember some years ago when we had an Operation Rescue, and they came with the most, with the filthiest language you ever want to hear, and they came topless, and they tried to push up against you, and when you try to push them away, they would get pictures and scream and try to accuse you of molesting them, right?
There's no shame.
No, that's what the scripture says. That's what we were just read in Jeremiah 2:34. So,
wow, trying to frame people, the devil doesn't play fair.
Well, yeah, these are extremely unclean and wicked women. All right, well, thank you for calling, young lady. Hey, listen, Deborah, are you a mother? Are you? Well, for all you ladies out there, ladies, I want to wish you a happy, happy, and a blessed Mother's Day this coming. And by the way, that reminds me, and this Sunday on Mother's Day, we're only going to have a morning service. We're not going to have an evening service because we always spend on Mother's Day that with the families. See, all of these mothers have families. That's why they're called mothers, because they have families. Right? And
when you mentioned families, this is one thing I want to be sure we touch tonight. As I was looking through the internet, the liberals were screaming and white supremacy and racist and all this stuff, and yet what's funny is Alito, in his opinion, talked about the supporters of abortion have been motivated by a desire to suppress the size of the African-American population. He said it's beyond dispute that Roe had that demographic effect. A highly disproportionate percentage of aborted fetuses are black. Well, you and I know many years ago...
Aborted what?
Well, I'm reading, quote,
I know, but I do that. Now, I always change it when I read these articles. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Now, several years ago, I guess you and I are old, blacks made between 16 and 18% of the population, and that's dropped down to 12 to 14% of the population. Why? About 42% of all the abortions are black children, black wonderful babies, and they have been committing genocide of the black race through abortion. We've seen it in the decrease of their population, and yet they're out there screaming that this is all about, oh, it's going to hurt the black, you know, race, the black people the most, is the black women are going to suffer.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you some questions, Joe. Look.
Sure.
You're living in Chicago. You're a young black man, and Mama's been sleeping with the guys down the alley and whatever. And she gets pregnant. Right? She goes and she gets it killed. She gets pregnant again. She goes and gets it killed. And you're lucky because she didn't kill you. She probably for some reason. So you're growing up, and you're taking an outlook on life, as life's very cheap.
Life is cheap, and you don't have to pay child support.
So all you do is you go out and you get a gun. And if anybody gets, if you want something, take it. And if they try to stop you, just kill them. That's what you do in Chicago. That's what you do, okay?
Shoot.
And so that's what's being taught. That is what's being taught by the public school systems in Chicago.
And it's the white liberals that are pushing this garbage on the... They're the ones that are pushing this, trying to eliminate as many of the black race as they can.
Right. But remember what Margaret Sanger said. She called them human weeds. She said the best thing they could do for their children.
Human weeds.
Right. And she said, here's what she said, Joe. She said, they'll follow their pastors. We've got to find Judas goat pastors that are willing to sell their people and up come Al Sharpton, up come Jesse Jackson.
Jackson, yep.
They found these pastors that were ready to sell their soul. Look at Jobama Biden. For years and years, Jobama Biden said abortion was wrong. It was murder. There was no way you could justify it. Now, Jobama
changed his tune.
He sold his soul. He's a soulless man, Jobama. He sold his very soul. So who do we have next? Oh, wait a minute. We're up against a break. Hang on, Sue. You're the next one. We'll be back right after this.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn in that lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire.
One of my finest moments, one of my finest moments, Joe, is when I sang that song to those witches out of Planned Predators. The witches were on the sidewalk, and I went over there, and I turned, I played the music, and I sang that song, and they called the police and said I had terrified them.
Terrified.
Wait till they get to that lake of fire if they think I terrified them. All right, who do we have next there?
Sue.
Hey, Sue, you're in the air.
Hi. You know, weird thing, I woke up today, and Pendergrass was in my mind, and I never heard the word, so I looked it up on the internet, and it's the chief dragon. And God has been telling me things, but I went on the internet, and I found out that the U.S. Embassy in 2018 gave Iran $3 million to help rebuild Babylon. They're rebuilding Babylon. Hassan, Hussein, or whatever his name was.
Yeah, no, Babylon was... Babylon was in Iraq.
They started rebuilding it.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I don't doubt
they
it. Yeah.
Started rebuilding it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And
Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein started rebuilding.
The hedge is down. God put the hedge down because 9/11. We didn't turn to him when the Assyrians came in to hurt us. We just rebuilt and said, look what we did. And I think God wants to draw all of his people to him. You know, he's telling me. Those children that are in the ghettos, they have no choice. They have a gun put to their head when they're little children, and they must find a way, or they'll hurt their families. They must go into crime. They're using them, and they're oppressing these people. I love them, and the demon has been taken over. He's in people. You know, we have to get them out. We have to bind them up and cast them out. tell the people God loves you no matter what you did. Turn to him, and he'll forgive you no matter what. He loves you. You know, I think that that they should, the governors should talk to the kids that are in the gang and bring them to the borders and let them take some of the spoil if they want.
You don't have to. They're...
That they can do something, that they've been trained to do something.
All right, thanks. Cindy, I got a full part, so thank you for calling. Have a happy Mother's Day. Let's go to who do we have next? C.S. Thunder. C.S. Thunder. People have been asking about C.S. Thunder. Where has he been? Well, C.S., we know you've been embedded underground. Tell us what's happening.
West Mary Bob.
C.S., are you there? Where's C.S.?
I can hear something very barely, like way in the background, so something's wrong.
Yeah, well, I can't hear him.
I'm going to have him call us back.
Okay, CS, you got to call back. Okay, take
Wes,
you're in the air.
Yeah, Wes in Portland.
Oh, hey, Wes.
Just a quick update from Portland. News of the Supreme Court leak came down. You can imagine what's going on here.
Oh, I saw, yeah.
Yeah, and, of course, the way the local media covers it is they're basically the mouthpiece of the Democrat Party out here. So it's all maybe 20 seconds devoted to these riots and whatnot, and then they get on something else. But Oregon, of course, dominated by the large cities, particularly Portland, it's controlled by a very strong Jezebel spirit from the government.
Oh, yeah.
Right on down to the city and county commissions, the school boards, et cetera. And, of course, our governor was the first proud lesbian to announce, and fortunately that'll be coming to an end here in several months. But Anyway, I thought I'd just let you know they're downtown right now outside the Justice Center, whooping and hollering the various groups, you know, BLM and Antifa and these various communist youth brigades, hooting and hollering, and, of course, the media's gone crazy. And all of these politicians, as I say, most of whom are female, and Lord knows I love women, but honest to God, when you have a night...
You don't love those things.
No,
you don't love
things.
Them. And no. When it's a 90-10 ratio of them, it gets pretty discouraging. I know you got other callers, and I'll sign off, but I do want to say this, and I've reiterated something I've said before in past months. I am so pleased to and honored to support you monthly, you guys, you and your crew, because for old coots like me, not on the Internet, reading and radio is my connection with the world, and I really get my main news of the day as filtered through the Bible and through realistic thinking through you guys, through this what's right, what's left ministry, and I thank God for it. And I just want to, again, thank you guys, because I know you don't get paid, and it's a labor of love. I'll let you go. Thanks so much. God bless you all.
Wes, God bless you. And if you ever decide to leave Oregon, come on up here. You would fit in with Doers of the Word Church. I'm going to tell you, you'd fit right in. All right. Now we have C.S. is back. C.S., you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Hello, Pastor. Hello, Pastor Joe.
Hey, C.S. Where have you been?
Yeah. I have been all around the country. And not flying, of course, because I won't take the clot shot. You know, Pastor, I ran into the same thing that Coach ran into today when I was going to vote. I was wearing my Make America Great Again hat. And I was requested to take it off. And I told them, request denied as per the First Amendment to the Constitution. And
good for you.
She just shook her head. And someone, another woman helped me. These people that are there are the League of Women Voters. And they're all communists.
Yeah, I know.
And there's no law that says that you can't wear a shirt or a hat, there's no law. Now,
you can't support a candidate in there. You can't be supporting somebody running, but Make America Great Again is a slogan, not a person running for office.
Right, and you always get the tyranny you accept. So never, ever give in to these people. You've got to stand up and say no. No is the one thing that they will understand, and then when they want to get reelected and they want your vote and they say, will you vote for me? You say no.
No.
You say, I'll remember in November when I step into that little booth. Yep.
Now, pastors, you're going to be very disappointed in me, but I have become a member of BLM.
Oh, you have?
I have. I am now a member of Babies Lives Matter.
Right.
Yeah, Babies Lives Matter. All righty, very good.
Now, also, this situation, oh, by the way, 2,000 Mules is coming out on, I think, the 9th.
Yeah, we can't wait to get it. We want to get a cop. We want to see if we can get them for to send out to the people. Yeah.
Yeah, this very radio station that you're on right now, Salem Media Group, is the production company that made that film.
Well, let me see if I can get large quantities of it. I will call whoever I have to call. We definitely want to.
That's a good thing. Salem is doing a fantastic thing now, but here's the problem. The leftist media is now attacking it, even though they haven't seen it yet. They're literally going off, and I think this is one of the reasons why this Supreme Court ruling was let loose, was to try to take away, first of all, attention to the Biden laptop, and secondly, they wanted to get the base mobilized, and they want to get people angry, because this is what they do.
They get
people angry. They get people fearful. They play us against each other. You know, when it comes down to it, baby murderers, for the most part, they're not going to be able to change their minds the way that they are right now. I mean, they're crazy. They're absolutely nuts. So that's interesting. Now, the other thing, too, is, well, this Elon Musk purchase of Twitter. Do you know that Elon Musk is a member of the World Economic Forum? He's also part of the Klaus Schwab Brigade. And one of his buddies, of course, is Mahari or whatever his name is. Well, anyway, that guy thinks that he's God. Now, I'm not talking about Elon Musk, but Elon Musk has the very same political leanings that Klaus Schwab has. So we can't look at Elon Musk and say, oh, he's going to be the savior of free speech. Elon Musk has got more money invested in China than anybody. He gets his batteries made in China.
Well, here's what we have to do with him, just like we did with Trump. Remember that what everyone was saying with Trump? He was a Democrat. He went to Slick Willie Hillary Clinton's weddings. He was involved. He went down to pedophile aisle. But Trump had an awakening, a change of heart. Now, I'm going to watch because, you know, usually wicked people don't do anything good. Now, we're going to see what he's doing with Twitter, because from what I've heard, he's already fired the entire board. And
But, you know, you can't believe everything that you hear.
Yeah, well, that's true, boy.
He put up a tweet, and in it he said he used to be like, he was, left to center, leaning liberal, and he said over the past, you know, watching what the liberals have been doing, saying, he's realizing now he is past the center line, and he is more in between the center and the right. He has moved a great deal of difference in his thinking, and he said it. He showed it in a picture form on a Twitter, and he said, "I'm even surprised myself."
Alrighty, you know, Hank, you stay right there. Stay right there, and we're going to take. We have the whole board lit, so CS, you can stay and co-host with us. Who do we have next?
Mary.
Mary, you're in the air.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, what do they do with the babies after they're born during that 28-day period?
They sell them, Mary. These babies are sold alive. 28, a 28-day baby born alive is worth maybe $20,000-$30,000. And they're
a source of adrenochrome.
Right, and they take away, they take their, remove their organs while they're alive. They give them nothing for pain. These are wicked, ungodly, evil people, and our corrupted military is in part of that too. Now, they're at the university there in Pittsburgh is a part of that. This is evil as evil gets. It's evil as evil gets.
It's part of the oldest religion on earth, which is, or second oldest religion, which is communism.
Go ahead, Mary.
Do they take the babies immediately?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got breeders. You've got women. A lot of them are drug addicts and that, but you've got women that are that will get pregnant and deliver, have a baby 9 months, and to sell it because they're going to get a lot of money for that baby. Okay, and they're cold hearted, wicked feminists, and so they do. I mean, that's go ahead.
They take the babies, and they're just gone.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay, that's, Pastor.
All righty, well, there you go.
Well, thank you, Pastor. You've really made a big difference in my life and all my family. Thank you so much.
Well, where are you calling from, Mary?
Texas.
Oh, I wish it was closer. It'd be quite a drive to the church, but you...
Believe me, if I headed that way, I'll come and see
you. All righty. Well, you have a... I don't know if you're a mother or not, but whether you are or not, have a blessed Mother's Day.
Thank you. I have 6 children. Thank you.
All right. You qualify. God bless and have a blessed. Thank you so much. All right. Who do we have next?
Ed.
Ed, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor?
Oh, my gosh. You and CS Thunder show up at the same time.
Same time.
You guys have been AWOL for months.
Hey, tell me something. I don't want to take much of your time up. All of this stuff about the Supreme Court, what does it really mean?
The did you say praying or
no, the Supreme Court when they're talking about this
what he's talking about? No, see, they often what they'll do is they'll vote on something but they won't announce it. They in February they had voted preliminary to overturn Roe v. Wade, that it was unconstitutional, which we've all known that from the beginning. And so they had decided on that already, even before any so-called justices left or any new ones come on. And they were going to do that this summer. They were going to announce that this summer sometime. they do that often, you know, way in advance. They'll take cases.
So you think that's legitimate? It was genuine?
Yeah, I do.
I copied the thing down from the internet. Alito wrote this entire very long thing, or the paperwork on the draft. And what they do is then they can talk back and forth and make deals, and they will hold one more meeting and then take a final vote on it, whether to take the majority opinion and take a vote. And yes, it was somebody actually went and copied his entire brief.
Eddie, I'm running out of time.
The liberal media.
Yep. Okay.
God bless, Eddie. All righty. Joe, I did it. I gave the invitation last time, so you got 4 minutes to do it.
Four
minutes from right now.
You know, so many people talk about religion, and I know that somebody would say, I go, well, you know, I really don't have a religion. I personally have a relationship with Jesus Christ, my Savior. And I have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit because I went to Him and became a born-again believer. And with that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I am now a different person. So I have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm able to go directly to God in prayer, talk to Him, fellowship with Him, and be one of His children. The world is full of religions and religious people, but that will not get you to heaven. What will get you into heaven is a personal relationship with the Savior. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. The only way to God is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And all through Scripture, we know that Jesus came for what? The atonement for our sins. And in Matthew we see, for this is my blood, Jesus said, of the New Testament, shed for the many for the remission of sins. Jesus came to be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And when He went to that cross, He took on His sinless, spotless soul all of my sins and the sins of all those who would repent and become part of His family, part of the kingdom. And He went and died, and He would have gone there if only one person. But He took the sins of this rotten, miserable world on that sinless, spotless soul. So we know the wages of sin is death. And the only way to get away from that is to be forgiven for those sins. So what you have to do is pray to the Father and ask God to forgive you of those sins, your sins that put Jesus, His Son, on that cross, that you repent, that you're truly sorry for that, and that you want to be forgiven. And then you say simply, Lord, I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want to accept Him as my Savior. I want to do this without any reservation, any hesitation. I want to give myself to Jesus. And ask then for Jesus to give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's your down payment on everlasting life. That you become then part of the family of God. God said, Jesus said, I am in the Father, the Father is in me, and I am in you when you become born again.
1 minute.
You become a new creature, a new creation. All Scripture said, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And you become a child of the kingdom, child of God. And forever you will be changed. You will find joy and peace in this crazy world. You will have peace and joy. And you will want to follow Jesus and tell the world about Him and become like Pastor Ian and I, you know, a Jesus freak, a Bible thumper, whatever you can call it. But you will find everlasting peace.
Yeah, you got God's word on that.
Yep, you will never, ever regret, folks.
Yep, you've got God's word on that. So we are out of time for tonight. So, you know what we do. Are you still there, CS?
I am, yes, sir.
Remember, good night, God bless. Always, 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 let's do it. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.